there definitely is a big divide in terms of the way different economists approach, you know, how government can be influential in the economy. You talked about trickle-down economics. This is, you said, traced back to Ronald Reagan. That is for sure correct. So the idea being that the tax cuts go mostly to the so-called job creators. So you have to skew the benefits to the people that we most revere, the people who will go out and do the big spending into the economy, hire workers, and give that big boost. Keynesians tend to be, I think, associated more with big government spending. But you could be a Keynesian and also be in favor of tax cuts, but you would want to see tax cuts that are skewed, like you said, to the people who you can put more money in their pockets and they'll go out and spend. And a tax cut would be just fine thing to do if you were putting more money in the hands of the pockets of the people who are the real job creators. And in our economy, the real job creators are the American consumers, because that's where most of the demand comes from. I said it. It's you, it's me, it's regular old people who make less than $1 million a year and spend virtually everything they get. So if you give an extra, you know, bit of money to those folks, they're going to turn around and spend virtually all of it back into the economy, creating demand for the goods and services that our businesses produce. They get swamped with customers, their revenues go up, their profits go up, and lo and behold, they decide, I better hire some more people. I need to invest some more because I'm swamped with demand for my stuff. So that's a pretty Keynesian way to do it. It's just, I think we've come to believe over time that Republicans are always the party that favors tax cuts and Democrats are always the party that favors more government spending. And MMT kind of comes in and says, actually, both would work, provided that you're spending on things that will materially boost economic activity. They're not boondoggle projects. You're doing good types of spending into the economy, providing things that people actually value and that will lead to some job creation. And if you want to do some tax cuts as well, that's okay too. But make sure the tax cuts go where they'll do the most good in the economy. And that means to the people who will turn around and spend virtually everything and not turn around and pad their 401ks, buy more real estate, buy more shares of stock, and the like.